Hey, Pterodactyl crew. This is Sam, your Dungeon Master, and I love dice. They allow me to see the strands of fate itself with their little numbers. And that's why I'm here to talk about Only Crits. Only Crits dice are not only beautiful, but they're also very high quality for a low price. For example, their Prism Onyx set is just a sight to behold, and their weight in your hands adds to the gravitas of any role-playing game. Or consider their huge dice sets for when you just want to assert your dominance at the table. But it doesn't stop there, because Only Crits also sells dice accessories and trays, as well as some amazing pre-made modules for you and your friends to play. What's even better is that you can get these dice even cheaper with our promo code BUCKET. Again, that's promo code BUCKET, as in what Trevor uses as a head. So next time you buy dice, and if you're listening to a Dungeons & Dragons podcast, I know you're going to buy some more dice, buy from Only Crits with promo code BUCKET.
Hey, Pterodactyl crew. Just real quick, we have some cross-promotion stuff from other podcasts, so listen to the ads, I guess, and check out these awesome podcasts. Thanks. The show will begin just afterwards.
Ladies, gentlemen, and those not restricted by binary definitions of gender, welcome to the ad spot for Into the Gridge, another actual play D&D podcast similar in goofs and tone to role-playing and role-playing. Come check us out if you want to follow along with the audio misadventures of the GRU. You can find us wherever major podcasts are sold, as well as not sold. This is for free. And provided, podcasts are provided for free. It's a service we do for you. You're welcome. You can also find us on Twitter at Into the Gridge. Gridge is spelled like fridge, but with a G. Now, without further ado, enjoy this episode of Role Playing and Role Playing.
I'm Hawk the Horrible,
and I'm the Grumpy Ghost,
and we are the Fandom Fusion Podcast. If you like nerdiness galore, comic books, video games, randomness, and sci-fi, then we're the podcast for you.
You can listen to Fandom Fusion.
Whoa. I don't want to be inside your dirty mind. Just tell them where to find us at.
Aww. You can find us on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and thevillainsdemand.com.
Welcome to the Badlands. Four prisoners set sail on dicey waters, threatened by the sea.
We're gonna have to get a new boat.
By the beasts.
How big are these birds?
We need to run now.
And by each other.
I don't know why they would want to put me in jail.
Because you sunk one of their ships.
They don't know that.
Join Cult, Locke, Edmund, and Maeve on a journey full of magic, tragedy, and laughter in a podcast adventure like no other. Listen to Dice Populi on Spotify or at dicepopuli.com.
Snyder's Return is a tabletop role-playing podcast featuring interviews and a D&D 5e actual play adventure, so you can learn about different game systems and content creation while also listening to us disrupt everyday life on the Sword Coast. We release episodes every Tuesday and Thursday on your podcasting platform, so come join us as we improvise, adapt, and overcome.
Ogar sprints over. Can you enchant my Hawaiian shirt?
I wanted to steal the dagger and then hide, drop my disguise, and then come back out.
You notice the dragonborn pick up a stone out of his pocket, and they speak into it in a really hushed tone that you can't hear. And they put it away, and they walk away.
Go! But also go casually, so they don't think you stole anything. Because we didn't, right, guys?
You beep, beep, beep your way to what looks to be a nice-looking, like, apartment complex. You guys watch as the reflectiveness of this mirror almost melts into a new pathway, and you can see through the mirror a purple sky and what looks to be a small island that seems to be floating suspended in space with a bridge to it from this doorway with a massive mansion on it.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Roleplaying and Roleplaying. We are on session 5. I am very, very excited to be here because this is going to be a big one. My name is Sam Comerford.
Still.
Cummies, as you know. And we are back in action. How's everyone doing?
I'm doing great. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for asking.
Oh, of course.
It's a pleasure to be here, Sam. Thanks for inviting me.
Of course. Trevor? Michael? Maybe?
You'll never know. An actor.
I don't know.
He never leaves character.
He never breaks. He's like Sacha Baron Cohen. Let's get right back where we left off. So, you see before you a mansion on a floating island. And the mansion itself is about 3 stories tall, complete with turrets, a hedge maze, and many different servants. Guards swarm all over the place, and a bridge leads from the mansion to this little mirror that you're looking through, and it's lit by these dim green lanterns that accentuate the purple sky that seems to envelop the entire island. I need everyone to make a perception check.
Nat 20.
Nat 20?
Yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay, I'm not even going to ask for anyone else. So here's what you notice. There is a, on the other side of the island, you see that there's this, what seems to be a, like, this big pipe that flows off the island that you assume, with a nat 20, I'm just going to give this to you, this is probably a sewage drain of some sort.
Woo! Let the farmer boy go down in there.
Oh my god.
Dane.
You also notice that there are some guards that look a little beefier than the others. They have some, like, patches and whatnot. Their armor looks a little shinier, so you're assuming that these guys are probably much better trained than the rest of these guys.
And they're in the sewer.
No, they're not in the sewer. They're just all over the place.
Yeah,
this place is like
obvious. You should avoid these guys and climb up their toilets instead.
Yeah, with a 20. You also notice that there seems to be these weird pattern of bricks on the first floor. And they're not 20. That you know, you can tell that's probably a secret passage to somewhere. And you also notice, with your kind of, I'm gonna kind of roll this all into one. You get a divine feeling that there's something very, very wrong here. Something very, desecrated. So that's what Trevor notices. I mean, do you tell everyone else?
Hey guys, stuff here looks like sewer and strong men. Desecrated places too. Yes.
Wasn't every sewer desecrated? I mean.
No, every sewer is defecated.
Oh. Ask the DM.
Yeah, there is a difference. There
Common
is a difference.
Second language.
I mean, that's okay. It's all shit, so it's all good.
Speaking of defecate, I gotta can I go to
like
the?
You didn't go before?
No, we've been on the road a while.
You're gonna poop your fucking armor in battle, dude.
Well,
just take a shit off the giant bridge.
Okay, take a shit in this coffee pot.
Oh God. We're not making a new version of Dwarven Fireball. No, thank you.
I need to get
a
spray bottle
so
and just
much.
Spray Audrey every time she makes that joke.
It's a lot, so.
With you, currently, you have Blightfang, because I need to remind you, apparently. You also have Butt Toucher, and you also have your boy, Kalesh Blackpage, who you've kind of been like, hey, sorry we forgot you for that last mission, but you're coming this time.
But you can run an errand for us to pick up our cloaks of protection. And
yeah, exactly.
God and then get yourself... awful Hawaiian shirt of protection.
And then you can get yourself murdered.
Oh, God. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Just go ahead and get murdered.
Throw him into the meat.
Let's climb up a sewage pipe, shall we?
Yeah, you guys gonna climb up the sewage pipe? You're gonna investigate the secret-looking door. What's the plan?
Heck yeah, I'm gonna dive face to first.
So here's what I'll tell you. To get across the bridge, nobody seems to be watching it right now. However, you would need to skirt around about a quarter of the island to get to this sewage entrance. So I will need a group stealth check if you are going to attempt something stealthily.
which I'm assuming is your intent. I'm going to go down the line. Logan, what did we get?
17.
17. Audrey?
11.
Okay. Alex?
5.
Okay. Michael?
1.
Okay. Sean?
1.
Oh, boy. And then...
The Barnett look.
Butt-toucher's stealthy. Barnett look.
Yeah, he's a detective dude. And Kalish got a 19. Which will not be enough to counterweight 2 nat ones. Because I think, Donato, don't you have a an 8 in dex?
Yep.
So isn't that a 0 cumulative?
You're correct, yes.
Yeah. So as you guys are walking, Trevor... full on trips on a rock, like cartoon style, and just bang, 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 bang. And Trevor beefs it. I'm gonna roll a perception check for the guards. It's gonna be pretty low.
And half of us beefs.
Yeah. Yeah, they notice you.
Can't imagine.
Can all three of us heavy armor guys just domino it?
Yeah, so Trevor, who is real big, knocks into Ogar, who's a little less big, who knocks into Dane, who I think is the shortest, and it's like clang, 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 and you guys
Oh my god, that's right, you're all shorties.
Hey.
Except for Trevor, shorty, who's absolutely massive.
I prefer the term vertically challenged, but
No, I'm a shorty.
And I'm not.
Yeah, Waddles is not a short man.
Yeah, so you guys...
I prefer Twung.
Sure, tell yourself that.
Twung?
It's a hunky twink.
Hmm. Okay.
A woo tree trunk.
This is what our Patreon is paying for.
I guess. Anyways, you three all take a dive. I'm going to say 10 guards notice. And they all start making their way towards Trevor. Y'all. And one of them's like, oh shit, intruders! We're like, what?
How close are they? Can they, like, hear
we're
us
like,
if we
We're, like, not intruders, man.
Okay, wait, but we have the wand from the Kenku who
you
I murdered.
Do
you
have the wand from the Kenku? Yes.
Awesome.
And the guards are, one guard's like, intruders, intruders!
Wait, no. We're not intruders. We have items that the boss will be interested in.
Food. Catering.
No, it's not food.
No.
It's the wand that we got.
We've got a lot. Yeah, we've got necromantic items that that your boss really needs. Help me out here, guys.
Yep,
please.
We do. That is true.
Yeah.
That's yep. Yeah, look, it's right here. I have it.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I have this one too. And I wave Light Fang. He is very necromantic.
I am necromantic.
No, Trevor, you're just romantic.
Aww.
Made him like his brother.
brother who said, usually I have to pay a woman to say that.
Here's the thing. I'm gonna roll a persuasion check, which, fortunately for you, Kalesh has that'd be awful. He does have, expertise in. Bless you. And...
I'm just gonna make editing for this episode a nightmare.
Please do not. I will be so sad and tired.
She's been eating Cheetos.
I've been eating Cheetos.
Why have you...
Good podcasting.
I'll stop.
Please, God, stop. Anyways. You guys... All right. So the DC was 25, and he rolled a 22. So,
fuck yeah.
No, that's a bad thing. That's a bad thing because numbers and how they
work. Oh, I'm dumb. I was thinking like spell saves, kind of.
No, that's still.
No, that'd still be.
No, it wouldn't. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, I see.
If he did like charm person or something.
Right.
Yes.
Anyways.
Then he'd be a god.
You see the guards are like, yeah, I don't believe it for a second.
Can I wave the wand and do whatever it does?
You never
gave us a stat blocker.
No, I didn't. Go ahead and make an arcana check.
Ooh.
We love to see this.
Oh, shit. I rolled a 5.
Where are you aiming?
Plus Arcana is 8.
8. Okay, go ahead and roll. Here's what I'm going to say. I'm gonna have you roll a d4, and I'll tell you what happens.
Uh-oh.
Can I just breathe fire again? That'd be cool. Oh. It's a 1.
It's a 1, is it now?
I'm rolling super well today.
You actually kind of luck out here, because you hit one of the guards with this necrotic burst of just energy, and you feel the wand kind of lose some of its weight, and you see this guy's skeleton rip out of his body and just start screaming.
God!
It's pretty rough. Ooh.
I definitely knew that it was going to do that.
Did you just debone a guy? Holy shit!
Right? I wasn't lying to you guys. I have necrotic stuff for the boss. I know he's looking for it.
I'm gonna eye down.
Do you
the
want
other
to
guy.
Disappoint him? You yeah. See what happens when you disappoint me.
Kid boss. No.
Russian.
It sounds Russian when he's not speaking
Git
a boss.
Lot. Because
if I can do a whole sentence, then I can put the swing on it. But if I'm only doing like 3 words and there's a stop between each one,
Git
it sounds a little Russian.
No.
You sound Russian.
It sounds Russian. Imagine it.
Yeah, you guys not already failed your persuasion God. Check. I'm just going to say right now, and you literally killed someone. I'm
brutally.
Gonna need initiative.
So,
from you
is he dead brutally. Or is he just deboned?
Oh!
Are you fucking kidding me?
Logan, what do you think? In your heart of hearts, man's skeleton leaves his flesh, what
I mean,
do you think
did you got?
Happens?
Did you see the Harry Potter Chamber of Secrets that guy Wait, got rid of
this,
Harry's bones
this...
and he was fine?
Is this Harry Potter though? Is
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
The bad
no,
guy
this
is technically
Dungeons
Voldemort.
And Drag.
But is...
world's more realistic.
Yeah, come on, give me some credit here.
Shut up.
We've got a Hawaiian t-shirt of protection. Don't even at me. Yeah, someone needs some initiative.
Fine, I'll roll.
Woggles, what do we got?
7.
All right, Andy.
13.
Augur.
4.
Dane.
Nat 20, so 21.
Ooh,
wow,
dang,
that's
gonna go
incredible.
First. Holy shit.
Yeah, of course.
Trevor.
8.
8. How quaint. Okie dokie. And okie dokie. Yeah, so I'm going to set the scene for you. You guys are kind of near this hedge wall, and guards are starting to surround you. There are 10 of them, and one looks a little beefier. And you guys are about 120 feet away from the drop-off into the sewer. And you're about 150 feet away from the secret door.
The sewer is, like, directly in front of us?
No, the sewer is off the edge of the cliff. You'd need to jump
okay,
down
Okay, so there's
it.
A hedge behind us. The guards are coming from in front of us. The sewer's on, like, the right or left?
Yeah, the sewer is on your right because you've come
from... And it kind of runs from the castle
it's
out.
It's like a pipe that's...
Yeah, the pipe
is hanging off the edge of this island, basically. You'd need to jump onto it and swing into
okay.
it. And then the secret door is about 150 feet away in the same direction. So Dane is up first.
All right, might as well just attack one of the guards that's closest to me.
What you hitting him with?
I was gonna do a Warhammer, but I rolled a total 7, so I highly doubt that's gonna hit.
Yeah, you miss. Sean, I'm gonna, because you're going into this with fresh eyes, I'm gonna let you apply your Forge Blessing thing, which is like the +1 to armor or weapons. It's like your first little feature, so go ahead and apply that to whoever you want right now, just so we don't miss it again.
Okay.
Who or what do you want to do that on?
Oh, I can do that on anyone in the party.
It's +1 armor or +1 to a bonus for somebody's weapon.
Let's see. Can I talk with them first?
I'm not gonna let you talk. This is because you should have done this before. So I'm just trying to be nice to you right
yeah.
now.
Okay. I'll do it on.
Ooh.
Okay, Jesus Christ. Are you, okay, are you blessing his weapon or his armor?
Yeah, I'll do his armor.
Yeah, so he has a 20 AC now.
Whoa.
Fuck.
Wow, Sam, what goes around comes around.
What goes around comes around, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't know why Sean hasn't used this shit yet, because it just turns you into a tank so fast. It's such a good feature. Anyways, you totally missed. Yeah, I'm gonna be real honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's okay. And the guards are like, well, that wasn't very nice at all. Then we're gonna move on. Anyways, Butt Toucher is up next. Fortunately, Dane, you did provide Butt Toucher. Did you attack a normal guard or a beefier guard?
Normal.
Yeah, so that did give Butt Toucher a sneak attack opportunity on this dude. So does he hit? No. Never mind. Next up is gonna be Andy.
Are any of them currently engaged with an ally?
Yes, Dane. One of them.
Awesome.
There is a guard engaged with Dane.
Cool. I'm gonna hit him, hopefully.
With?
Oh, Sam, I think you know what I'm gonna hit him with.
Yeah, okay.
Do that. I didn't go through all the trouble of stealing a rare weapon at level 3 to not level 4? Level 4 to level not four. Use it.
Yeah, go for it. Go ahead. Roll.
Ooh, spicy. Natural 17.
Yeah, easily. What's the damage on that bad boy?
Well, actually...
10d20.
How many of them can I hit in a line right now, Sam?
Oh, Jesus.
Because there's a lot of guys here, right?
And you said they were in a semicircle, so she can...
You can hit 3, but you're going to hit Dane.
Do it.
Never mind. It's a lot, Dane.
Okay.
You're saying he can't handle it?
Then I'll just use... Is this a big boy or a regular boy? That I'm hitting.
Oh, the one that you're hitting?
Yeah.
That's gonna be a regular boy. I'm gonna
okay.
be...
Then I'm not gonna put any juice into it.
Okay.
It's gonna be... 10, 13...
Yep, gone.
16. How do you, 16 how points do you, of damage.
Yeah, you run up, he goes in for a swing at you, and you just bury this thing right under his sternum, and he's just
okay,
out
yeah,
like a
I
light.
Do. And then... There's not really anywhere to hide, is there?
No, not really. You can disengage and try to run through this line towards the secret door or the, pipe. You did remember hearing one of these guards call for help as well.
Oh, they raised the alarm. That's not...
Yes.
In stealth games, that's not
I'll
good.
Start...
You guys are currently
making
on...
my way towards the door.
All right, you make 30 feet towards it?
Yeah.
Okay.
How far is it?
It's 150 feet away, so you are now 120 feet away from it.
Cool. And then bonus action dash towards it.
If you're going to bonus action dash, they are trying to hem you in, so you're going to take an attack of opportunity if you do that.
Can't I just go, like, up and around them? Oh, no, the way that they're going.
Right.
We'll take an opportunity, sure.
Okay. It's going to be from just a normal feller. That is going to hit, because your AC is 15, correct?
16.
What's that? Hold on, let me... make
it's this. A 16.
Oh, then, yeah, that's a miss. You zoom. You fall on zoomy.
Boom. I have a cool cape now.
Oh, you do have a cool cape. I totally forgot. Let me add that to my thing. Very cool. You zoom 60 feet towards this. You are now 90 feet away from the secret door. It's going to be all the guards' turns, and there are 7 of them.
Oh,
so, Dane, you're going to take 3 attacks.
Oh, no, Dane.
And Woggles is going to take 2 attacks from Thrown Spears. Who else seems a threat? Kalesh is going to take an attack. Butt Toucher is going to take an attack.
I'd like
I got
to
one more.
Use my reaction to try and dodge slash catch one of these things.
Yeah, I'll let you do missile in a second, but
okay.
I gotta roll Dane's first.
Yeah,
that's
of course,
gonna hit.
Of course.
That's gonna miss. Oh my god. Wow, you get hit twice. I can't believe it. That was a 19 and a 20. You're gonna take 10 points of damage total as you get stabbed by 2 spears. Woggles, you're gonna get hit by 1, And I'll roll the damage first. If you want to use a key point to throw back at him, or you can use your reaction to just stop it.
Well, I'll decide if I want to use the key point once I've figured out if I've caught it or not.
That's so 3 points of damage. So you roll a d10 and you add your monk level. So go ahead.
I rolled a 7 plus dex, 4 plus dex is another plus 4.
Yo, for sure. Yeah, you totally, you just catch the spear inches from your face. No sweat.
Okay, for sure. Yeah, I'll use a key point to throw it back at them.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead and roll an attack. Like you're rolling an unarmed strike, basically.
Alrighty. I got a 8 plus my dex.
Yes, 8 with plus your dexterity four. Plus your proficiency.
8 plus 4 is 12, if I'm not mistaken.
And then your proficiency should be 2.
My proficiency is 2, you're right.
Yes, so 14?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that is going to miss, unfortunately.
Well, GG.
It sails over him, but he still looks kind of shocked that you just caught this spear. Kolash is going to take an attack. That will miss. And then... Augur, yeah, no, never mind. And now the big fella gets to go. Andy, as you're running away, he's gonna take a shot at you. That will miss, however, they do get 2 attacks. And that's also going to miss. You're good. It's 2 crossbow bolts fly over your shoulders as you're running away. And now we are down to Trevor.
All right, well, here I am. I'm big. Good. I'm big, big guy. So I believe Andy, she's running towards the door or the sewer, remind me?
The door.
The door. Well, I mean, probably shouldn't go alone, but also, we probably should get rid of all the guards. And also Dane's in a little trouble. So I'm gonna attack the guards that are attacking Dane. There's quite a few of them.
Yeah, there's like 3 on him right now.
So any of them. I move to Dane.
Okay.
And then I swing my sword.
That's Please don't. Please don't. I'm what? Begging you.
You're not a Tobuscus fan?
What'd you get?
Ah, 7.
Total?
7 total.
Oh my god, yeah, that's gonna miss, Chief.
Well, at least
you and your brother have one thing in common, and that's whiffing. Hardcore.
Pressure's on, Okar.
Yeah, really. But it is now Woggles.
Oh. Woggles. All right, so set the scene in front of me. I got beefy guys and not beefy guys.
You got a beefy guy who has a crossbow leveled at Andy. You got non-beefy guys. 1 threw a spear at you. 3 are swarming Dane and Trevor. And 4 are just kind of trying to encroach on you guys still.
All right, I think I will go to the guy that threw a spear at me because I hold grudges.
Very monk-like. Go ahead and do that.
All right, I'll roll an attack at him. Yeah. That's going to be a 10.
Total?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I
You got
so.
That bonus action, though.
Oh, yeah, I do have the bonus action. Oh, yeah, I can make a little unarmed attack. Hold on, let me just throw a little... Yeah, nope, that's going to be less.
You catch the spear inches from your face, throw it back. It doesn't even remotely come close to this guard. You run at him. He dodges you, like, just you trying to attack him with your quarterstaff. You try to punch him. He catches your fist. He's like... Dude, I thought you were cool, man. This is shit.
Man, I'm
Stop
tired.
The game.
Give Woggles a break. He's tired.
He doesn't even have a shield. No, they do actually. Never mind, because that's how guards do. They do have a shield. It is Captain America. You guys are fucked.
Whoa.
That's gonna be Kalesh, who's gonna give Sean a healing word. Oh boy. You get back 9 hit points.
Oh, shit.
And that's bonus action. He's also going to pull up to help the help in the fray, and he's going to swing to hit the guard. That's going to miss. But you do get 9 hit points back, so it wasn't completely in vain.
Yeah, good thing.
And finally, we are down to probably the eldest member of the group.
Uh-huh.
Augur Silvergrass, what are we doing?
I'm going to run up to the beefy boy.
Hell yeah.
And then I'm going to hit him.
Mm-hmm.
That's a dirty 20 to hit?
Yep.
Alright, do I want to put any spice on this? Yeah, I'm going to put some spice on this. 12 points of damage, and he has to make a wisdom save.
Okie dokie, and they have to make wisdom save. What's your DC?
13.
That's going to pass.
Fuck you. Oh, wait, is it? Oh, no, it's 14 now.
That's still going to pass.
Well, I learned something, so I still win.
Knowledge is the best.
Knowledge is power.
Yeah, knowledge Winners is the best thing to receive.
Knowledge we
I'm going to action surge and run it back again.
Yeah, go ahead and attack again.
That's a 17 to hit.
That'll do it.
And normal, no spice, 14 points of damage.
Very nice. Blightfang, it just goes,
stab, stab, yeah.
That definitely hurts, but they are still kicking, because this guy's clearly much better trained than the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We are back to the top of initiative with Dane.
All right, I'm going to try and use Guiding Bolt. And
okay, I will say that is a ranged attack, and you are literally in the middle of a fray.
That's very true, but it's not going to hit anyways.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead and expend that spell slot as a whew, your piss missile flies off into the distance. Butt Toucher is up. Butt Toucher is going to try to hit the big beefy fella. That is going to do it. And because you're next to the big beefy fella, he gets some extra damage. Butt Toucher. Absolute genius. This guy's not looking so great anymore. And Butt Toucher sees an opening created by this fray. He's going to bonus action dash, take a single attack of opportunity, which, oh my god, that misses. And he runs up and is at Andy, basically. So, well, not quite, because he's short. But speaking of, it is now Andy's turn.
If I use both my action and my bonus action to dash, I can get to the door, right?
Yeah, that'd be 90 feet.
Awesome. That is what I'll do. I don't know if you're going to let me do anything else on my turn.
No, this door is complicated. So you do get to the door, though. You do get to the door.
Figured as much. All right, then that'll be my turn.
Okie dokie. Then it shall be. All of the guards. So, everyone's gonna get an attack, meaning Kalesh is in the fray, so he's taking one, Dane's taking one, Trevor's taking one, Augur's taking two, Woggles is taking one. Yeah. And then one more is directed at Kalesh. So, we're gonna go down the line, starting with Woggles. No.
Haha.
No for Dane. No for Trevor. No. 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 And no.
Something really happened to these guys.
Losers.
All the guards miss. It's now the guard captain who is going to make two attacks at Ogard Silvergrass.
Mm-hmm.
Miss. Ooh, that will hit, though. Oh, boy. Well, that's only 6 points of damage.
That's fine. And I'm going to riposte the first one.
Alrighty.
18 hit.
Yeah.
That is 20 points of damage.
How do you want to do this? That's just enough.
All right, so we're attacking each other. I've been, you know, slashing his thighs because I'm short, and he gets a good cut right into my shoulder, and I'm like, haha, I got you now. And I use the leverage of the blade that is now on my shoulder to flip up and cut his head off.
Holy crap!
You see the soul of this guy dragging the Blightfang. He's like,
yes, give me your soul.
And I get the hit points that he just dealt to me back.
Very nice. Just so you know, for the sake of the story, and not to make Alex look silly, I'm gonna say that the battle that he fought against the against Steven was with a normal sword, that he did not want to use Blight Fang because he was still scared. So there we go. We've
I don't know. I think it's very in character for Ogar to forget about it.
Oh, okay. Well, then in that case, you forgot him back at the hotel at the end. You're like, oh shit.
I was just waiting for you to pick me up, and I've just been sitting here in a dark chest.
Anyways, you totally kill this beefy boy, and you get some health back, and Blightfang cackles maniacally. Mm-hmm. Very nice turn. Not even turn. That was a reaction. Holy shit.
Yarp.
I gave you guys a very powerful item. But, anyways.
I mean, it was only 2 points different from what I would normally be doing.
True, but it was still 20 points of damage. That is a lot for level 4. Shall we continue with Trevor? The Trevor Shay.
That's me. I am also
the Trevor Shay.
Writing so much stuff down. Because, you know me, with the writing.
With the notes! My dude got the notes!
Gotta come prepared.
I have notes now so that I can actually use my 2 pages of notebook paper of abilities of just stuff I've never used. Alright, so I'm with Dane. I forget, in the last turn, have we gotten any more kills? Is there still just 7?
Have you gotten any more kills? Yeah, well, you killed the main dude, but you haven't killed any more guards.
I'm gonna attack. I'm still with Dane. I'm going to attack, just one of the guards that's in front of us.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and do that as my action. That's right, it's an action. Does a 13 hit?
Does not.
It does not. However, I went and wrote down all of my bonus actions, so let me go check my bonus actions real quick, because I'm allowed to, and...
No. No, you're not allowed to. You gotta do it all from memory.
Oh, okay.
That's what I do! I'm kidding, man. I don't. I look up half the shit on this fucking show. you got any bonus actions you want to put in that?
Hey, Dane. How are you looking when it comes to HP?
Oh, I'm looking fine and dandy.
Oh, you fine are. And dandy. What a phrase.
Is anyone not looking fine and dandy? I think we're all doing pretty good.
As healthy as
HP.
Can be. Yeah, this is still pretty early on.
In that case, I might as well do literally nothing. Let me keep reading. Go next. Yay! I'm going to keep reading.
Okay, next in the initiative order is Woggles the Indomitable.
Alright, DM, I got a question for you. Are there enemies that are within 5 feet of each other and simultaneously not within 5 feet of an ally?
You ask a very complicated question, the answer is no.
Ah, jeez.
You are all in the fray at this point. Oh, I know you want to use that ice knife.
I wanted to use that ice knife so badly.
You will get an opportunity eventually, my
friend. Of course. Alright, the same guy that threw the spear at me, I'm gonna bonk him on the head with my staff, or at least attempt to.
Yeah, bonk him.
Alright. Wait, there's the d20. Okay, we're gonna roll. That's gonna be a... Damn, I'm rolling so bad today. 13.
Nope.
Yep, thought so. Can I roll for a bonus action on arm strike?
Of course you can.
Ah, thank you. Alright, that's... It didn't hit. It didn't. Okay. I promise you that.
You keep whiffing on this guard, and he's just starting to laugh at you. He's just like, what are you even supposed to be, man? You had, like, one cool moment. What are you doing with your life?
Man, he whiffed on me, too. We're just fair even at this point. We're even.
He is dancing around you. Like, you guys are just, it's like a dance of blades, I guess?
Would you say that means it's, like, lightsaber form, too? Which is a dance?
Sure, Logan.
Yes, lightsaber form 2.
Sure, it's like lightsaber form 2.
Yes, sir.
Anyways, all I know is that I think Mace Windu's is 5?
7.
7? Fuck me. Okay.
Or no, it's 7. It's a 4. It's a pod. It's a form of 7.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, Anakin Skywalker is form 5.
Okay. Anyways,
we could keep going on about lightsaber.
No,
forms.
No,
I would love this conversation.
Save it for the Patreon.
Kalash is going to attack one of the dudes nearby, and that will actually hit. And he's going to he's going to kill him straight up. Wow. As he just takes his rapier and just slits this guy's throat straight up. So that's down. We're down to 6 guards. And finally, Ogar Silvergrass.
I'm gonna stab one of them.
Yeah. Wait, did you skip me?
No,
you were at the very
last in initiative.
Yeah, no, you remember you ran over?
Yep. This just lasted longer than
cool.
I thought.
Cool, I miss.
You miss? Okay, cool. Well, what an eventful and powerful turn.
I know, right?
Dane.
I'm gonna try and hit it with my warhammer.
Yeah.
I'm gonna miss.
It is not Dane's day.
No, it's not.
As he just keeps swinging this warhammer, guiding bolt. Nothing's working. Nothing is working right now.
Man, I feel for Dane so hard, so heavy.
The only good roll I've had was on initiative, and I don't even need good initiative.
Butt Toucher is going to... he's going to bonus action dash and shoot behind him at one of the guards. He's going to shoot at the guard next to Woggles. Going to miss. But he's now closer to Andy. He's not next to her, though, because she full-on sprinted. Speaking of Andy, though, it is her turn.
Let me check out the door.
Yeah, give me investigation.
Where's my data?
Ooh.
I know I got dice just for Andromeda, but God, they're rolling so bad.
Put those bad boys in dice jail.
It's a 10.
Man, it might be time to put the obsidian 7? Dice in dice
on
jail.
It's a 10. I'm about to. I'm putting these guys in dice jail. I got a giant dice bag for Christmas that has individual pockets.
Ooh. Whoa.
Enough for each dice type and a dice jail.
My mom got me a dice bag, too.
I'm living the high life.
Right,
she got it from onlycrits.com. Use code BUCKET for 10% off.
Hell yeah, almost 15% soon.
Oh, 15, we're up and coming.
Baby.
But, yeah, you investigate the door. You can't really, you know this is a secret door, because it's pretty obvious at this point. But you can't find the switch to open it.
And there's probably nowhere I can hide around here, right?
No, I'm gonna count that. You can still, like, shoot your bow or something. You can also, like,
oh,
take an
I
action
can?
Like that. Yeah.
Who's, you're 150 there's one coming feet. At me, right?
No, that's just Butt Toucher. You're 150 feet away.
Oh. Then, yeah, I'll use my bow.
Yeah, is that a long bow or short bow?
Short bow.
What was that?
So, that's short.
Okie dokie. I think you're just...
Range is 80, 300.
Okay, yeah. At disadvantage, go ahead. Are you taking a guard?
What was that? Yeah, at disadvantage?
Yeah, because it's more than 80.
It's a nat 1.
Ooh, no, that flies off into the distance.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that is your turn.
You're going into dice jail too now. Hope you enjoyed your short stay.
We're up to the guards.
Third d20 of the night.
And the guard that is next to Woggles is going to disengage and run 30 feet away.
Coward!
To go get some help. And then the other ones are all kind of mashed together. There's 5 left now. They're going to make attacks. I'm just going to just generally say if you get hit or not. No. 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 Why is this party such a high armor class party? It doesn't make any sense. They all miss terribly. And now we are to Trevor.
It's me. I'm going to use my bonus action to Hunter's Mark. You know. Cause
oh, damn.
I might as well, right? So, yeah. I mark one of the guys right in front of me that I'm about to hit anyways.
Yeah.
So, If I hit him, I'll read off what it does. Otherwise, just know that he's, like, marked for an hour. Well, he's probably going to die soon, but he's still marked.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no. Does an 8 hit?
No, that ain't going to do it.
It doesn't.
Oh, guys.
Why? Yeah, mark, go ahead and mark off that first level spell slot for me.
Good thing it lasts a minute.
Yeah. Well, less than an hour, actually.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah, but that totally misses. Y'all are whiffing hardcore.
Like, I mean, to be fair, so
okay,
are they.
You don't need to call us out, so are you.
Augur is doing... Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. But Augur is doing so well right now.
I missed my last one.
True, but you destroyed a guy in like
I
two
have
turns.
Mostly... Yeah, my lowest fair. Natural roll has been a 9.
Yeah, you fucked up a veteran almost single-handedly, so kudos.
Well, I am a veteran, so...
Yeah, fair enough. it's now Wogles the Indomitable. There's the guy running away to go get help. He's 30 feet away now. And then there's the whole mess of people who are just in close combat.
Are all my allies still next to these people that are close together?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Ah, jeez. All right, well, I'm going to go after this guy that's going for help. He is 30 feet away. Luckily, I can move 40 feet, so fuck him.
Yeah, you zoom.
All right, I zoom over to him. I roll my d20. That will be a 26.
That's going to hit. Go ahead.
Lovely.
And roll that d8 plus 5 damage, I think.
Yes, you are correct. D8 plus 5. So we're going to roll that. That's going to be 7 points of damage. And then I want to hit him with one of my unarmed strikes as a bonus action.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to roll that bad boy. So that'll miss. Okay.
Okay, yeah. He does take that. He takes that solid smack. Definitely hurts him quite a bit, but he's still going. But you're easily keeping pace with this guy, though.
Yeah.
As he's in full chainmail and a shield. Or he has a chain shirt and a shield, that is. Don't want to get that twisted. It's now Kalesh. He's going to make an attack on a fella. And misses. Wonderful. And he's got, but he will, however, bardically inspire Augur Silvergrass.
Ooh.
By looking over to him and saying, remember what my dad taught you. And that's his inspiration.
Wait, Sam, interjecting one thing. I just had a quick question. You did see a D8, right?
Yes.
For some reason, I have D6 written down on my character sheet.
Yeah, that's just for one-handed. I'm allowed to use it two-handed.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I should have looked at that one. All right, there we
good,
go.
You're good.
What's this man's inspiration die?
His inspiration die is a D8.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, we continue on to the final combatant, Augur Silvergrass.
Oh, I'm up? Yeah. Well, I guess I'm going to stab another person.
Mm-hmm.
That's, does a 15 hit?
No.
Cool.
Alrighty.
That's my turn.
Very cool. We're back to the top of initiative, Dane.
Yeah. I'm gonna use my Warhammer again. You know what? You're going into ice jail. I'm done with you.
I'm assuming that's your turn?
Yep, that's my turn.
Okay. Butt Toucher is up. So he's gonna get your door. He's gonna make an investigation check. Oh yeah, for sure. He notices a slightly different colored brick and pushes it inward, and the door swings inward. That's his turn, though. So, Andy.
Very perceptive, that man.
Yes. Very investigative, that man.
Investigative, yes, you're right.
Andy, you are up.
I'm going in that door, baby.
Yeah, you can go ahead and make a perception check for me. Which I know you're great at.
Oh, that's cocked. Oh, it's not terrible. It's a 14.
Okay.
16 minus 2.
Yeah. You clearly are walking in to the first floor. This looks to be a dining hall of somewhat. There's a long table in the middle. It's this beautiful stained wood table with all sorts of plates lined up. What you notice is that only one seat seems to ever be used, which you assume is probably Jairus. You don't see him, though. You do see, looking through this huge dining hall, you see a set of stairs leading up to the second floor, along with a door to the kitchen and a door to a big hallway that leads to the stairs.
Okay, I would like to hold my action to attack if any enemies come in range.
All right, very cool. That's going to be your turn. We're going to move on now to the guards. We got six of them. One's going to try to attack Woggles because he's right next to him. No.
Haha.
It's going to miss on Dane. That's going to... Oh my god, of course it's on Augur. It's going to miss. That's going to miss. That's going to miss. These guys are pathetic at their jobs.
I mean, so are we.
You guys are adventurers, though. You are rugged and hardy, and you've seen quite hardship. That was a word and a phrase. Anyways, they all miss. It's down to Trevor.
Well, I mean, I went through all the trouble to mark this fella. I might as well do the thing, right?
Yeah, do the thing.
I do the thing. I roll the die. I roll even lower than last turn. I give up.
Oh, no.
Guys!
It's just us and the guards collectively whiffing on each other.
It really is.
Sit down.
It's like the church scene from Kingsman, but everyone is missing.
You guys liked this episode of Roleplay and Roleplay. We are super excited to have you listening. Thanks for listening to some ads too, if they're there. And yeah, music is from One Man Symphony. It's royalty free. And otherwise, we are super excited for when the next episode comes out. So yeah, thanks for listening, and have a nice day, I guess. Bye.